realize mortgage rates are almost at a one-year high? So that's why we're sitting here scratching our heads saying, okay, if consumer inflation came in this week negative and producer inflation came in negative as well, why would the Federal Reserve hike rates? I'm saying they're not. And I'm saying they're not by 100%. So at the end of this video, I'm going to plead my case to you that I think mortgage rates are going to test their lows once again here soon. So let me know what you think. So without further ado, as a mortgage advisor, folks, what I like to do each day is I like to start my day with the chart. If you're a stockbroker, you'd probably watch the Dow Jones or the S&P. As a mortgage advisor, I watch this thing right over through here. It's called the mortgage bond. All you have to understand is that number up through there. If it's green, that's good news. That means mortgage rates are going to get better. The bigger the number, well, the bigger the adjustment. So eight, I'm not going to say mortgage rates are going to get any better, but they're not going to get any worse. But we'll come back to this chart at the end of the video because I want to show you where this kind of goes, takes us into today and what my expectations are. But let's look at the economic news we got this week. And then I'm going to take a sneak peek of what's coming next week. And then the following week, you have the Federal Reserve coming in. And then let's see, do you think the Federal Reserve is going to hike rates, keep them where they are? Or could they possibly cut rates? Well, let's get over to the economic news we have for this week. We got consumer inflation, producer inflation, and kind of a jobs number. So let me explain to you. On Tuesday, we got these numbers, what's called the CPI, right through here. That is consumer inflation. Then we go down through here on Wednesday, we got the producer inflation with the PPI. Just think of it this way. The C on the front of that is consumer. The P on the front of that is producer. Okay, so we got this week these numbers. The first thing we got up through here is core CPI. What core means is it strips out, think of it, strips out oil prices. Okay, just think of it that way. Okay, this is month over month. So they're saying core inflation without oil went from 0.2 previously. Analysts thought it would stay there, but it went to zero. So we got core inflation without it, without that energy, it's zero. But here's the interesting thing. Now we have the CPI. Basically, what they do is they take a basket of stuff like gasoline and food and tickets to concerts and things like that, and they put a price on it. And then they continually watch that price, that things that you and I pay for. So they're saying month over month, the reading went from 0.5. They thought it would go negative. It surely went negative. It went negative 0.4, almost a 1% drop month over month. Now, why are we focusing on month over month? Well, the new Fed chair came in and he said, we're going to look at the current data. We're not going to look in the rearview mirror. Well, if you look in the rearview mirror, inflation isn't down the 2 where they want it to be. And this is where everybody's saying, well, okay, they got to hike rates. So if you look at year over year, last reading was 4.2. They thought it would drop to 3.8. It's 3.5. It's not at 2, but it's still going in the right direction if we look at month over month. But then we looked at the next day, we looked at producer inflation. Okay, well, we got there month over month. That's what we want to focus in on because if you're thinking, okay, if prices are going to go up, the first place they're going to go up is on the producer side, right? Well, if you look at producer prices month over month, we went from 0.6, it was supposed to flatline to 0, to negative 0.3. Again, almost a 1% drop in inflation. So now you're thinking, okay, well, how about the jobs market? We know the jobs are low hire, low fire. That's been going on for the last 3 or 4 years with an unemployment rate at 4.2, which is historically low. So if you look at this data, you're thinking, okay, why would the Federal Reserve hike? Well, let's look at the data we got coming next week. And that's the data right before where the Federal Reserve comes out and tells us what they're going to do. So if we look at next week, we're going to have on Monday, U.S. leading indicators. That's not going to really give us much of anything. We're going to ADP jobs report. It's probably going to be around 20,000. That's how it's been for the last 3, 4, 6 months. You go to Wednesday, we're going to have 20-year bond auctions telling us nothing. Thursday, initial jobless claims and continued claims. Unless any of these are really out of the ordinary, it's really not going to do anything. And then down through here, you're going to get basically housing data, which isn't going to really affect the Fed at all. So what's the Federal Reserve going to do when they come to the next meeting? Well, great question. So folks, my name is Dan Friel. I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. My slogan's this. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan with 30, almost 40 different lenders. And the reason why is, do you realize all these lenders have different programs? They have different rates. Some of them might even have specials. Like this month, we have 2 or 3 lenders that have down payment assistance. So if you need some help trying to get a mortgage to buy that first house or looking to refinance, love to help you out. If you're a client of ours and you just put a house under contract, here's what I'm advising you to do. Lock it in. I don't know where oil is going to go over the weekend. I don't know where oil is going to go next. So as we're getting contracts in, we're locking in. But if you're looking to build or buy down the road, got a lot of people that's like, okay, we're in construction. We're closing at the end of the year. Should I freak out? No, watch 2 things for me. 1, watch oil. Oil is going to determine where everything goes. The other thing is, subscribe down there. Every time I post a video, you get an alert. And just watch the first 5 minutes and you'll get the gist of exactly what the economic news we have for today and how that's moving mortgage rates. So I'm thinking you're in an okay situation. We're going to see oil tapping out soon. As long as Iran stays with the agreement for 30 or 45 days, eventually, that's when you're going to really see the market starting to tumble from there. But you might be saying, Dan, what do I do if I'm a homeowner right now? I got a tool for you too. We revised this. If you ever watch my channel and you subscribe to this, do it again. If you're a homeowner, plug your mortgage information into this and we're going to track your mortgage rate for you. Okay. So you're going to plug in, Dan, I'm at 7%. When it gets to 5%, call me. We will do that. Okay, we don't sell the data. But the other thing is, there's other tools in there that you can use, like how much of a monthly savings you'd want. How much equity do you have in your house? Do you have any options up for you in there? We have those options for you. If you're buried in debt right now, you're a homeowner, check out our debt relief tool right up through there. AI is going to analyze all the debt you have and basically tell you this program is what you need to do if you're trying to get out of debt. Or maybe you don't have a lot of debt. You realize there's a program out there that could pay off your house in under 10 years. And then I looked into it and it's legit. So we're going to be presenting that to you here soon. So we got those tools for you. But last but not least, let's get over and see what the Federal Reserve's supposed to do. So in 12 days, the Fed's going to come out. What would you do? What would you do? Let me know down below. But let's go over to this. This is telling us the Federal Reserve, there's a 90% chance they're not going to do anything at this meeting. There's about a 50-50 chance they're not going to do anything at the next meeting. And then the October meeting, they're going to hike. If you remember yesterday, there was over a 50% chance that they were going to hike rates at the following meeting in September. And then as soon as we hit 2027, they were going to hike rates again. So this thing moves every day, and it's based on exactly the data that we watched just now. So let's get back to the end of this thing where I like to end my day with a chart. So a +4... I'm going to say today is going to be flat as a pancake, which I'll take it. We had the market open up 13. It's giving it back right now. So I'm just going to say we're going to be flat for today. And I don't blame them because going into the weekend, we don't know what Iran's going to do. We don't know what oil's going to do. I'd just be sitting on my hands just waiting for Monday's news. So that's it for today, folks. So now hopefully if you're a home buyer, homeowner, realtor, even loan officer, you understand a little more about really what causes mortgage rates to move and where you need to go to watch them. So thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic weekend. I'll see you back here Monday, opening bell, to let you know what's going to go on with these. And the most important thing is the whys behind it. God bless. See you next time. Bye-bye.